A new report is linking almost 100 overdose deaths to the herbal supplement known as kratom. The CDC said kratom was the cause of 91 overdose deaths, even though doctors say those people also had heroin and fentanyl in their systems when they died. And when we posted this story on Facebook, hundreds of people commented expressing their support for kratom.
Yep, an awful lot of people say it has really helped them deal with chronic pain. So we wanted to know from doctors if it is safe. Here's 2 News Side's Jackie Roberts.
Sam Passeri says his world was turned upside down just a few years ago when a serious accident left him with several fractures and broken bones.
I was given a rather large amount of opiates.
And like millions of people, his body started to rely on those drugs.
Doctor came back and said, you know, you're really destroying your kidney and liver. You might have 10 years before you're gonna have to have a transplant maybe.
But looking at him today, you'd never know. And he says that's because of a plant-based supplement called kratom.
Now I'm able to function, you know, I'm leading a somewhat normal life.
You can purchase kratom over the counter or on the internet, but it's not approved by the FDA. And medical experts question its health benefits.
There are a couple of components in kratom that can act very similar to opioid substance. And so there's a link towards addictive potential.
One example being kratom reportedly showing a potential to cause withdrawal in babies born to mothers who used it. The doctor says at this point, we just don't know enough about the drug to promote it.
When FDA says it needs to regulate it, it's definitely a concern.
And there is a chance the government will at some point ban kratom in the U.S. That's something Passeri says he fears every day.
And what they need to do is listen to the people, people like me that I'm proof that it works and can save a life.
Jackie Roberts, Channel 2 News.